Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone. What's going on? Doing? Oh my goodness. Welcome here to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We are broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and you know how we like to do it. We keep it moving, we keep it grooving, we bring you motivational and inspirational and inspiring people every single week. And of course, you know what? Today is no different. Listen, today I have dedicated the first hour of the show to my artist. So I'm telling you, music lovers, you want to keep it locked right here, especially those that like jazz. You definitely want to keep it locked right here. So we're going to kick off the top of the hour talking to William Chan Hall. Oh, my goodness. Right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. He's hanging out in the virtual green room, and I'm going to be bringing him to the mic shortly. You've seen him on CBS 6 Virginia this morning. He's been featured with Lady E, blues vocalist. He's been featured at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts and Macy's and much more. So we're going to be chatting it up with him. Then in our second segment, I'm delighted to talk to Jeffrey Carl all the way from Canada. Yes, he's going to be joining us all the way from Canada. Rhythm and blues, I'm telling you, if you like that soul and that funkiness, he's got a sound that you want to hear. And again, he's all the way from Canada, so he's going to be joining us in the virtual studio. And then we're going to be going into our next segment, again, featuring jazz. And this is going to feature Thomas Lunsford all the way from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Went to VCU, my alma mater. Woo-hoo! Final Four, where you at? Stand up. He majored in jazz performance with a focus in jazz piano. We're going to be talking to him, chatting it up with him, see what's going on in his world. And then we're going to go into the second hour of the show talking to author Rhonda Bowen. She has a new book out, Get You Good. And the characters in the book, Sydney Isaac has two priorities, her family and Decadent, the gourmet pastry business they founded almost three generations ago. But both are in jeopardy when her brother, Dean, announces his sudden marriage to the conniving Sheree. Oh, that sounds juicy, right? You want to keep it locked right here. We're going to be chatting it up with Rhonda Bowman in the next hour. So let's jump right on in. Again, my first guest, I'm bringing him to the mic, William Chan Hall. We can just call him Chan. He, again, is a jazz artist from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. His debut album, Dreaming After Dark, gained buzz really around the Mid-Atlantic jazz community, and he's stopping through. He's working on his sophomore project, and we get the inside scoop and an inside exclusive on that particular project, and I'm excited that he's joining me here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Chan, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Charvette. How about yourself?
I'm wonderful. I am glad to feature you on the show. I've had an opportunity to hear you live and in person, so it's always great when I have that connection and can also feature you as well. So I want to jump right on in. Again, I mentioned from Richmond. How did you get into jazz music, that genre of music?
Well, that genre of music has probably always called me. I've heard it in gospel. I've heard it in video games and early hip-hop to this very basic core. I mean, I first got into it strongly after high school. I was in marching band.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our that theme for that particular year was All That Jazz, which is a very cool theme.
Uh-huh.
We did a lot of compositions from Chick Corea. And one in particular was really kind of grabbed me was Spain. It's a famous composition.
Uh-huh.
And from that year, kind of really igniting me to kind of to soar off and try to listen to more, you know, more jazz as much as I could. And then I took a trip to Washington, D.C. And when I went to that trip, it was actually a play at the Kennedy Center. And in the Kennedy Center was at the bottom, we was on a reception, like a little, you know, like a little small break or whatever down in the lobby.
Uh-huh.
In the lobby was this jazz trio. I mean, it was like rocking, you know, it was like they loved what they was doing. So it was kind of like, I kind of like that feeling. And then I listened to all that they played, and I was like, man, wow, these guys are really like, you know, the sounds are just really catching people in here. So that's how I kind of all got, like, you know, inspired by jazz.
Wow, that's when the jazz bug bit you, as they would say. So which instruments do you play?
Primarily piano. Well, when I did marching band, I did xylophones, vibraphones, marimbas, that type of instrument.
Wow. And so how do you actually write or compose what you're putting together, or do you kind of get that from other sources?
Yes. What I do write and compose. A lot of times I'll listen to compositions that I really, really like, but are closely related to what I would have kind of wrote anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It would kind of give me a good, or a better idea how to really come up with my own composition.
Wow. And you know what I like about jazz is that it really kind of transcends a lot of different people, nationality, races. You can have one person that likes country. You can have one person that likes rock. You can have one person that likes R&B. But jazz is something you can put on, and all of them can kind of get it. All of them can kind of be like, okay, that I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. So I think that's like the power of jazz. Would you agree?
I agree fully. I would say, you know, to 100%, it's an American art. It's something that we can call it ours. And it's kind of a real big foundation of all bases of music, you know, from blues to rock to, you know, that's, and if you probably heard this a lot of times, but a lot of people would tell you if you could play jazz, you pretty much could play anything.
Wow. If you can make it in Hollywood, in New York, you can make it anywhere. So where has jazz taken you? Where have you been able to go? What things have you been able to experience because of this genre, this music, jazz?
I've been able to experience a lot of places in the D.C., Baltimore area, to as far as Charlotte, North Carolina. It's a lot of places in the state of Virginia that has a lot of jazz. It's taking me as far as like to the Norfolk area, to the Northern Virginia area. It definitely can get you to a lot of places that you would like to go. And you know, with me, that's what I'm trying to push to go places and go experience other areas that I've never experienced before.
Wonderful, wonderful. If you just tuned in, we say hello, welcome. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. We're in our first artist spotlight, talking to Chan. We're talking about jazz. That's his specialty. We want you to keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. Chan, while they're listening, tell people how they can connect with you online.
You can connect with Chan online by Facebook. You can Facebook Chan, and you can accept my artist page. You can also Google me, since, you know, everything is Googleable and all this kind of things.
Yes.
The internet and stuff. You can Google Chan, and it will pull up everything that you need to know from my iTunes, my Amazon page, my CD Baby page. I have an album review from my first album. It also pulls up my EPK, and of course my webpage as well. So it will pull up. If you Google me, it will pull up everything that you need to know.
Everything you need to know, and that's Chan. All right, so let's talk about your debut album that you had out, Dreaming After Dark. So what pushed you, what was the catalyst to say, okay, I'm playing, I'm writing, I'm composing, I'm playing in some groups, I've been featured, but now I actually want to put a project out. What pushed you to that level?
Funny story.
We like funny stories.
A lot of people push me that, and one of the featured artists that's going to be on the segment today was a big inspiration for me. His name was Thomas Lunsworth. He was my piano teacher at one point, and he actually still is. He gives me more than just music lessons; he gives me life lessons as well.
Wow.
So But he inspired me one day. He was in a rehearsal. I can remember clean as day. He told me, he said, you know, one day, man, you're going to be at the Grammys and, you know, you're going to have your own project. And I'm sitting there thinking, it really touched me and I thought upon it. And my mom is another person as well. I was down in North Carolina visiting a family for I think it was Christmas, and she called me one night. She said, you know, I like what you're doing with the music, but don't you think it's time for you to get out on your own? I said, you know, well, Mom, you know, most of the time most people play by other people.
Right.
Where they kind of get on, which I was really kind of already doing that, but I guess I just didn't have the confidence in myself to really push forth into, you know, doing my own project. So,
uh-huh.
A lot of people would kind of say things, and I guess it was a God's way of showing or telling you, hey, maybe it's time for you to move towards that area. And, you know, it was just dawn on me. I would think about it to the point I was like, you know what? I believe in myself that I can do this.
Yeah. Wow, and thus Dreaming After Dark was birthed. So listen up, certainly those indie and independent artists that are out there, you can do it too, you can do it too. And so that particular project, how did you pull together the songs for that?
When I'm at the piano, even though I should be shedding more on other tunes, shedding is a term that we use in the jazz world for, like, practicing.
Okay.
But, when I was at the piano, I was kind of like, you know, certain things would grab me. You know, you kind of play around with certain chords and melodies. And I was like, this would sound kind of, like, good if I put it with this chord or whatever. And it became, like, imagination. I was imagining myself, okay, this is what the bass player would do. This is what a horn would do.
Oh.
I would do, and then from that point, I could go on to practice and to see and test it out to see if it actually sounded the way it was supposed to sound in my mind. And when it matched up, it was like, basically my dreams just came to reality. So I was like, okay, I'll go ahead and just push forth, and you know, next thing you know, one song led to the other, and then eventually, to the point I couldn't sleep at night because I was just thinking of stuff. My brain just kept going and on and on.
Oh, wow. You know, I heard Will Smith say one time, people ask him, and I said this before on the show, people ask him why isn't he doing more music, and he said music was a mistress to him. He would be sneaking down to the basement, going to the studio. He was like, music was calling him all the time, and so, you know, of course he does movies and all that kind of stuff, but he had to back away because he was like, it was a mistress because it pulls so much of your time. So, wow, okay, we got the background scoop. Now, late breaking, exclusive right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. You're working on your upcoming sophomore project, and we are going to let our listeners hear one of the singles from this project, The Way You Are, featuring Tanya Pulliam, who is friends of the show, so big shout out to her. So tell us about your upcoming project, or at least kind of set up this single that we're going to let our listeners hear exclusively.
Cool. This album, I love the first album. Don't get me wrong. Please, everyone, look up Dreaming After Dark. Support your local indie artists.
Yes.
That album was a really great album. But this next album, I've done a lot of stuff to bring in a lot of different instrumentation involved in this project. I went and grabbed in different fields, and it really still, my whole purpose and goal with the first album is, I wanted to bridge in the gap because in the jazz community, the smooth jazz artists are they're separated from what we call mainstream.
Okay.
Mainstream straight ahead cats are more like the Miles Davis, the Bill Evans, the Charlie Parkers, the Louis Armstrong. That's what we call mainstream jazz artists. Then you have the smooth jazz artists, which are like the Boney James, the Kenny G's, the Kurt Whalen, the, you know, Grover Washington Juniors. So my goal was to, because I got in many conversations in jazz spots. You know, as you go to a mainstream jazz spot, they were, oh man, smooth jazz is this, it's just not real music, you know. So you get that conversation, and my opinion about it was, you know, I didn't agree. I thought that smooth jazz was actually great, you know. I think it still is great, you know. So my goal was to, on my first album and the second album, is to kind of bridge the gap and try to get the two to, you know, to kind of intertwine and agree with each other and try to get the listeners and the fans involved in both each other's realms, because I think it's, you know, at the end of the day, it's still all jazz, you know.
It's still all jazz. What an ambitious goal. So, listen, we're going to – it's been so fun chatting up with you. Again, listeners, check out Chan, C-H-A-N. He's on Twitter. He's on Facebook. You know, all over. You can check him out. We're going to let listeners hear The Way You Are, again, featuring Tanya Pulliam. And, again, it's been so great having you on the show. And thank you so much for letting us have this exclusive first-time listen with this particular single. So we'll have to have you back when you have the full project out.
Yes, please do it.
All right, awesome. Thank you. All right, listeners, here we go. Again, big shout out to Miss Tanya Pulliam, featured there on that The Way You Are. Pick up his current project, Dreaming After Dark, and then be on the lookout for his next project. All right, listen, we're going to a very, very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back. We're going to come right back to our second segment featuring all the way from Canada, Jeffrey Carl of Harmony and Groove. We don't want you to go anywhere. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Changes in the IRS tax code means this year will be more complicated than ever. However, Yvette Allen Tatum is registered with the IRS and has over 30 years of experience. Those folks in the mall doing taxes part-time are probably nice people, but you do not want them filing your taxes. Call Yvette Allen Tatum today to help you file your federal and state tax returns. Call now, 804-405-9743. That's 804-405-9743.
East Clay Street, downtown Richmond.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Right. Welcome back again. Thank you so much for checking us out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show every single week. We're glad to have you. Listen, we are going into our next segment. I'm excited to have Jeffrey Carl, who's hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm bringing him to the mic momentarily. He is of Harmony and Groove, and I'm telling you what, they have some vibes and some soulful harmony that you want to check out. If you like the Commodores or if you like the Temptations or Sly and the Family Stone, you might want to give a listen to this project. So we're excited that Jeffrey is joining us again all the way from Canada. I'm excited to have listeners from outside of the United States and also guests that are joining us. So we are going to the virtual studio and we're bringing Jeffrey to the mic right now. Hello, Jeffrey. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing today?
I'm not doing too badly, but you know what? We're in the middle of a snowstorm here.
Get out of here. How much snow?
Knee deep.
OMG. Wow.
We should be seeing sunshine and birds and all that stuff, but right now we're in the middle of a snowstorm, so I think it might be a good time to move south.
Yeah, well, we welcome you. You can come right on this way if you want to. Wow. Well, so let's jump right on in the middle of the snowstorm there. Let's jump in and talk a little bit about Harmony and Groove and also kind of your background with music. So let's start with you. How did the music bug bite you?
Well, believe it or not, it was a dream of my mother for me to become a pop star.
Wow.
She was a huge fan of Elvis Presley, and I think she wanted me to become the next Elvis Presley. So she had me singing in church when I was really young.
Okay.
And from there, I've always stayed in touch with music, and I did the church choir,
mm-hmm.
did the school band, did the top 40 rock band for a while, and then I've done various songwriting projects over the years. But in 2009, 2010, I decided to get back into music again. I'd been out of it for a while, and that came. That sort of brings us up to the present, where just released an album of pop and funk and soul and a little R&B, a little jazz mixed in there, and it's been a really interesting journey.
Wow. Now, some might ask, how did you move into the more R&B and soulful genre with, growing up in Canada? Like, how did you make that connection?
Well, it's interesting. When I started back into this project in 2009, I knew I kind of wanted to go in the R&B soul direction. But I'd never listened to a lot of R&B and soul. I'd listened to rock, I'd listened to new wave, I'd listened to grunge, I listened to a lot of different stuff over the years, even some Latin, some Spanish music. But I returned to the music, I think, that I heard on the radio when I was a kid. And whether that was Sly and the Family Stone or the Temptations or whether it was the Jackson 5, this was the stuff that they were playing. And I grew up in a small island province here in Canada called Prince Edward Island. The capital city, Charlottetown, actually had a population of about 20,000, so not a lot of people. But for some reason, the radio station there, and I think there was only one, was playing some of the latest sounds that were coming out of the United States back in the early 70s. And I think that music just kind of, it stuck with me. It's funny, it's sort of the first impressions that I had, you know, with pop music when I was really young. And I just wanted to move back towards those influences.
So. Wonderful, wonderful. And so, interestingly enough, the name Harmony and Flow sounds like Harmony and Groove, excuse me, sounds like it's right in that genre there. Tell us a little bit about your producers and your writers and kind of the whole team that makes this happen.
Well, it's been kind of a one-man band type of project, actually. I've worked with different musicians and groups of musicians over the years, and it can be a challenge to do that. And I decided on this project that I was just going to do a lot of it myself. So I did all the writing and all the composing, and I did all the arranging. But I happened to gracefully get connected with a local jazz producer by the name of Norm Glode, really talented guy, and we hit it off. We actually met when I was building my home studio, and he came over here to give me a consultation on how to build my home studio. I found out he was a producer. I wasn't intending on doing jazz music at all, but we hit it off, and we started working together, and it just gelled. And I found that he added a lot of value to the tracks that I was bringing to him. So over the 2010-2011 period, we worked together, and we'd write a song every 6-8 weeks or so. I think we'd finish off a song, and then we'd just move on to the next one. And then towards the end of 2011 and early into 2012, I got connected with a local mastering engineer by the name of David Kane, and he works with a variety of artists, but he has a great ear as well, and those two guys really made this music shine. I'm really happy that I was able to go and connect with him.
Wow, thus bringing down the mercury. Oh,
right.
My goodness. The debut album. And so describe what kind of sounds, what kinds of tracks listeners would hear on that if they purchased that.
One thing I wanted to do was use a lot of vocal tracks and create some really sweet, smooth harmonies. That was really important to me. I love vocal harmonies, and so we did a lot of vocal tracking to make that happen. The piano was used as a bass in a lot of the songs, and I can't claim to be an accomplished piano player by any means, but I love the piano, and I wanted to make sure that piano was featured prominently in a lot of the songs. I love a groovy bass line. So certainly on 3 or 4 of the tracks, there's a nice groove that happens with songs like On the Fly Melody and Crazy and Get Funky and Apt for That. And they're really intended to get people up and get people moving.
Wonderful. And we're going to let listeners hear a Miss You Blues a little bit later, but we're going to let them hear that as well. So, listeners, don't worry. You will get to hear some of this. If you just tuned in, we say hello. Welcome those that are hanging out on the phone lines, those listening from Twitter and from Facebook and from Blog Talk Radio and Charvette.com. Hello. Welcome. And we're chatting it up here with Jeffrey Carl of Harmony and Groove. Yes, yes, yes. Tell our listeners how they can connect with you online while they're listening and checking us out.
Well, you can go to my homepage, harmonyandgroove.com, and that's all one word, Harmony and Groove, and you can check out some of the songs, and it'd be nice to hear what people think about the music. I'm also on Twitter at @harmony_groove, and I'm on Facebook as well. If you look up Facebook Harmony and Groove, you'll find the Facebook band page.
Great. And listeners, we have tagged and tweeted him, so it'll be easy to connect. I know you're following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and you better be connected with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. So that's the easy way to connect with all of our guests today. We share their information there freely. All right, and so what is the thing that continues to inspire you to keep going with this music industry?
That's a good question, because as I said, I'd given up music for a while, because I came to the realization that the music wasn't going to happen, and so I decided to go back to school and get a master's degree, and I got a job working in the federal government, and it's not very exciting, but it pays well, and it pays the bills,
right?
And I'm living here in the capital city, Ottawa, and I met my wife several years ago, and we got married, and so I guess after getting a new career established and getting married and all that stuff, I found I had a little bit of time on my hands. And I still had this creative itch. I wanted to do something. And I wasn't quite sure what it was. And I tried a bunch of different things. I got into sailing, and I got into cycling, and I was kind of puttering around the home doing little odd jobs. And then I decided that, I think I still want to make music. And so a few years ago, I had kept all these cassette tapes of musical ideas that I had recorded over the years.
Wow.
And I sat down and I listened to them, and I still had a cassette player, because I know most people don't have cassette players anymore.
Right.
So I still had a cassette player. So I listened to all these songs. Oh, there's some good ideas here. This wasn't all just garbage. There were actually some good ideas and some good songs. And so I just got back into it again. And it's been a lot of hard work. Mm-hmm. But it's been very fulfilling, because I've finally been able to go and at least accomplish one of my dreams, and that was to go and release an album of my own.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You know what? I think that deserves a round of applause, listeners. Certainly anyone that can launch out and do something and accomplish something, we applaud you. And you know what, in that process, I know you learned a whole lot, and certainly we have all kinds of people that listen, but for that person that's sitting there and kind of in that space of, you know, music is my thing, I haven't launched out to do my own project yet, what are one or two tips or one or two things you would say to that person that, hey, you really should know this or think about this, or something that will maybe help push them to do just what you did?
Wow, that's a tough question.
Yeah,
I guess every musician or every writer is going to be a little different. One thing I find is that if I get an idea for a song, a little bit of inspiration, it could be just a melody line, it could be a little lyrical hook, or even just a bass groove or something, I'll pick up my iPhone, I'll record it, you know, and then I'll just leave it for a few days or a week or something, and then I'll go back to it and I'll listen to it again. And if that little idea grabs me again, then I know I've got something that I think I should write and develop into a full song.
Oh.
That's one thing I think that anybody who's creative can kind of use. If that initial inspiration is really good,
mm-hmm.
then it should evolve into something that's worthwhile. The other thing that I tried to keep in mind throughout this entire project was to produce something that was professional.
Mm-hmm.
And by that I don't necessarily mean commercial or mainstream or otherwise. I just mean something that meets sort of professional standards. And you know, there's not a big recording industry here in Ottawa by any means. So as I said, I was very fortunate to find the talented people that I found to work with. But all along I kept on saying it's got to be professional. It's got to sound like it could be played anywhere on radio, it could be played on television or what have you, and just meet those professional standards.
What great, great tips. And certainly that first one, I think that tip of kind of catching that inspiration, that's great for an author. That's great for any kind of artist, anybody doing anything creative. And if you have an iPhone, listeners, and you don't know this, it's usually under your utilities folder. There is a voice memo, and you click
mm-hmm.
that, and you can record yourself. So that's a little tip for free. That's a little tip for free. Oh, my goodness. If you just tuned in, hey, we're dropping some knowledge here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Just chatting it up with Jeffrey Carl from Canada. We love it. We love it. Check out Harmony and Groove. Again, tell our listeners how they can connect with you on Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff.
So the homepage is harmonyandgroove.com. My Twitter handle is @harmony_groove, and you can check me out on Facebook at Facebook/harmonyandgroove.
And how can they purchase your project?
Well, the album's available on iTunes. It's available on Amazon. It's available on CD Baby. You can buy it directly from me at harmonyandgroove.com. And I'm hoping to be able to sell a few albums. It's been a labor of love. But as you probably know, producers want to get paid, and the mastering engineer wants to get paid, and the graphic designer wants to get paid. And
yes.
So it'd be nice to go and break even on this, because I'd like to continue to do more music.
To do more music. Wonderful. So Miss You Blues, let's set that up for the listeners. We're going to let them hear that so they can actually hear your heartstrings. So what is this track about?
This song is about the trials and tribulations of love. And I'm sure for anybody who's been in any kind of meaningful relationship, you know it's not all bright lights and
sugar
and roses. Sometimes you're just going to go through some tough times. And it's in those times that you have to be patient and you have to persevere. And be optimistic that you're going to move through those tough times and come out onto the other side. And that is exactly what this song is about.
Wonderful. Well, Jeffrey Carl, Harmony and Groove, thank you so much for stopping by. We're going to let the listeners hear your track right now. And again, we're just glad that you were able to join us here. And hopefully you won't be snowed in too long.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Charvette. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome. All right, here we go, listeners.
I got the mist
Miss You Blue by Jeffrey Carl. Check him out again, Harmony and Groove, harmonyandgroove.com. Check him out there, all the way from Canada. Check it out there. All right, we're going to a quick, can you say quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back to our last jazz segment, last artist segment before we go into the next hour. And we're excited because we have Thomas Lunsford that is joining us, and you heard my first guest, Chan, mention him, that he was certainly an influence with his project. So I could not have planned the show any better, could I have? No, I could not have. So listen, Thomas is hanging out in the virtual green room, so hopefully he's enjoying some virtual soup and crackers. I know he's a little bit under the weather, but we're going to be bringing him to the mic right after this quick commercial break. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
They'll be coming, some of the nation's very best independent gospel artists, for one weekend to hot Jacksonville, Florida. It's the 5th annual Rhythm of Gospel Awards, July 24th through the 28th, with special guest appearances by Lawrence Flowers and Intercession, and special guest appearances by award-winning Dorothy Norwood, Dwayne Wood, Wes Morgan, Shirley Murdaugh, Tanya Baker, Lillian Lloyd, and Sunday's best finalist, Maurice Griffin. It's the 5th annual Rhythm of Gospel Awards. For information, log on to therhythmofgospelawards.com or call 210-745-5800.
When you need an energetic, knowledgeable, and anointed speaker for your women's conference or event, you need Yvette Allen Tatum, founder of Surrounded by Faith Ministries. Dedicated to transforming the lives of women with the Word of God, Yvette Allen Tatum has created a series of workshops designed to jumpstart dreams and manifest them in the physical realm. Contact Yvette at 804-405-9743. That's 804-405-9743.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back again. Hello, listeners. Thank you so much for checking us out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city, Richmond, Virginia, home of the VCU Rams. That's right, holding it down here. Listen, I'm bringing up to the mic next Mr. Thomas Lunsford, a graduate of VCU, my alma mater as well, majored in jazz performance with a focus on jazz piano. He had his first release, his first CD release, called The Marriage, The Music, The Moment. Oh, my goodness, which is originally composed wedding songs. He's a music producer as well, and recently produced a new project, Standing on the Shoulders, Chapter 4, by Dr. Rex M. Ellis, which is an inspirational storytelling CD mixed in with originally composed jazz-based musical works. And we're excited that we get to feature Thomas on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I'm bringing him to the mic right now, and I'm excited to have him on the show again. Thomas, hello, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello, Charvette Mitchell. What is going on?
Nothing much. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Cannot complain. Can't complain. Another day.
I'm telling you what. All right. So, hey, what do you think about the VCU Rams? What can we say?
So, it's good to know when your tuition money is going to good use, you know?
That's a good way to put it. All right, so let's jump in. This whole segment today, the first hour, has really been about artists, independent artists, and kind of get to know you type thing. Before all of y'all blow up and are on the Grammys and all that good stuff, then I can say, you know, that I interviewed you first, and people will Google and find my interview when they're preparing you for Oprah and the Today Show and all that good stuff. See, that's how we do. But when did you first know that jazz in particular was your thing?
Well, that would actually have to be high school. Actually, my band director at the time formed a jazz band, and I was a pianist for it. I played with that band from about 10th grade until I graduated, and that inspired me to apply to the jazz program at VCU. And I knew that it was my thing when I found out that jazz could be applied to what I do in church, because I'm originally a church musician, so born, bred, and raised in the Baptist church. So the world of musical options that jazz provides with the complex harmonies and rhythms and song structures and so on and so forth, it does wonders in a gospel setting when it's used the right way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so what? Which instruments do you play?
Oh, okay. Piano is my primary instrument, but I also play bass guitar, a little bit of drums, play trumpet and baritone. I also play a little bit of harmonica. I have an African instrument called a kalimba, which is kind of like a thumb piano. And just between you and me, I do have an accordion, but you don't have to tell anybody about that. You know,
we won't mention that. Certainly multiverse with music, with playing instruments and all of that. Do you find that that helps when you are writing, composing, to kind of know all of these different instruments?
Oh, yeah. You know, there is a language between instrumentalists. You know, you have to kind of know how to speak their language, you know.
Yeah.
Like a trumpet wouldn't speak the same thing as alto sax or baritone sax or a trombone or, you know, the list goes on and on. So it does help having that experience to know, well, how do I talk to these people to get them to do what needs to be done? So it definitely helps.
Wow, you sound really, really knowledgeable about all of this. So I heard in our first guest, Chan said that you were his piano teacher for a while. So did you do some teaching? So tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, look, let me tell you about Will Hall, because that's how I know him. But I know he goes by the handle Chan. I understand that. And I know he goes by the handle. That's fine. To watch this guy grow up, I mean, he's been a student of mine for some years now. And I don't even know if I can call him a student. We've worked on stuff, and he's more of a colleague now as opposed to just a student. But it's good to see the growth in him, you know, to do the things that he's doing. And, you know, as a teacher, I just feel great that I was able to have a hand in it, you know? So, look, check this out. I know you played his song a little bit earlier, The Way You Are.
Yeah. Yes.
And I was there. I played the original bass line when he played it live first. So,
So
I was there.
You were there. See, we could not have planned the show any better. Oh my God.
Oh.
We couldn't have planned any. What I love is that you know, the support and the complementariness amongst you two versus so many times people feel like the competition. Well, if I'm doing jazz, he's doing jazz, I got to be better than him. But you know, it's like there's enough for all of us to get a piece of the pie. So that is
absolutely awesome.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the first project, which I have. It's in my car. And I have seen, listeners, I have seen Thomas Lunsford in person, heard him, so I can personally testify of the great things that you have done musically. But your first project is called The Marriage, The Music, The Moment. Tell us about that.
Okay.
What inspired that?
I'm going to tell you. My inspiration for The Marriage of Music, The Moment was, simply put, my wife Tia, you know. As a working musician, working piano player, I played a lot of weddings. And the major thing that I noticed was that Stevie Wonder and Luther Vandross are still the go-to guys for wedding music, you know. And I know everybody knows Rhythm in the Sky and Here and Now, and those are great songs, and they are in their rightful place. But I wanted to do something original and fresh for her on our wedding day. So I worked on this project as a labor of love and originality, too.
Oh, my God. I'm about to cry. Like, that is, like, so sweet. Like, listeners, how sweeter can you have that? That is so awesome. And she will always have that and will always be able to share that. So big shout-out to your wife. We're friends on
Facebook.
So, hey.
Hi, Tia.
Awesome. So describe some of the tracks on that particular project.
On The Marriage of Music, The Moment, there's it is, you know, all music, and what it does is what I was trying to do at least was to touch on a few different aspects of, you know, jazz and, you know, kind of my background and where I come from with the piano. So it's got some R&B flavor in there and some, you know, old school, you know, jazz with the horn trios in there. And, you know, it just tries to touch on and even to the gospel part. So, you know, it tries to touch on things that affect me and that have shaped me as a musician. So I tried to relay that through that project.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay, so let's talk about your role as a producer. How did you move into that role?
Okay. Well, you know how some people say, I fell into this job, I fell into this job. That's kind of what happened. People would call me to head up, like, small studio projects, and small studio projects turned into larger studio projects, and it just kind of developed into, you know, what I have now. So, and I've learned a lot along the way, and I'm hoping to do, like, so much more in the future, you know? But I just kind of fell into it. I don't know if that's a
valid answer. We'll
place.
Take that.
That's what happened.
That's the real,
you know,
answer. And what is the role, like, as a producer, what is your role?
Producers make sure that, well, is kind of in the word produce, you know? it is up to the producer to make sure that stuff is happening, you know what I'm saying? You know, to make sure that schedules are coordinated. Do you have musicians for this? Do you have studio time? Do you, you know, do you have the money? First of all, that's probably the major thing. You know, do you have the graphic designer, and do you have duplication? So from start to end, the producer, to me anyway, has his hand in a lot of stuff, you know. But to make sure that the final product is the final product, that's what the producer does, you know. So.
See, I love dropping knowledge, so I just wanted to share that. Some people may not know that, so I didn't want to take that for granted.
That's right. Your producers are important.
Treat them well. Treat them well.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're the most recent project that you produced is Standing on the Shoulders, Chapter 4, by Dr. Rex M. Ellis. So I noticed it says Chapter 4. Are there three previous chapters? Tell us about this.
Well, there are three previous CDs. He's actually been doing storytelling for as long as I've been living. This is actually my uncle, so... He's done the storytelling circuit for quite some time, probably before I've been alive, I'm sure. And
wow.
He's already produced not only this would be his fourth CD, but three CDs prior, and I think two books as well. So he's got a lot of experience in that area. They aren't called chapters, but what this Standing on the Shoulders is, because of storytelling, the chapter kind of fits in there, you know. And,
yeah,
you know, of course, being before project. So, you know, just trying to pay a little homage to the story part of the storytelling, you know.
And so how did you weave the music in with the storytelling?
Ah, now, I don't know if you've ever heard of a storytelling CD. I really, aside from him, hadn't really heard of any other storytelling CDs, but there's a whole world of it out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you know, it is exactly that. It is telling a story, you know. So the issue is that, you know, you don't want it to sound like a lecture. You don't want it to be boring and then put you to sleep. You can't get that first two tracks, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the music is weaved in at parts that, you know, that get interested in the story, high points in the story where there's some things going on and some action going on. There are also, like, sound effects. So it kind of puts your mind into the whole story. It takes you into the story, you know? And so the music is weaved into that. The music is not only serves as interludes and kind of, you know, punch points, I guess you might say, but definitely is in the background, and you can kind of tell, like, oh, and then, you know, you're in the story. So, yeah, that's kind of how I approached it. And it seems to have worked out very well, very well.
Wow, and we're going to let listeners hear Church Groovin', from the project. And so how does that, the track that we're going to play, what part, what type of story was that connected to?
Okay, Church Groovin' actually served as an interlude point. So it's not really attached to the story, but it does happen between two stories. So it happens in a shorter form. In between the stories, but the version that we're actually going to hear this evening is the full thing, you know. And the good thing about it is that this track is fun and is grooving, and really it serves as a kind of a homage, if you will, to every church that has that band that rocks out after the service is over when they say,
yeah,
band just goes for, you know? And I've been a part of plenty of those bands, and it is the most fun. So this is kind of serving to, you know, just kind of a, you know, hey, you know, little nod to them, you know?
A little nod.
The good thing, too, is that it features a lot of local musicians, you know? So, like, you've got Reggie Dabney on trumpet, and he's from Richmond, and Miss Temple Stewart on alto sax, and Claude Gist on tenor sax from the Tidewater area, and Chris Bates, who is in school at VCU right now on trombone, Matt Steele on bass, and Renard Bailey on congas, and Will Kenny Jr. on set, and he's also from the band Belief. And, of course, yours on keys, yours truly on keys. So, but a lot of people, you know?
Oh, this is perfect. This is perfect. And so how can people purchase that particular project?
Okay. Being that, you know, we actually just got this project out not too long ago. We're still working on getting it online. But what the listeners can actually do, they can follow me at wordpress.com. I have a blog there called Music and Musings. And basically it's a Monday, Wednesday, Friday post. But they can follow me there, and then as soon as it's available online, I'll let you know. But if you're in the Richmond area, you can just holler at me. I'll get it to you.
All right. And the same with the original project. Are they able to still get the marriage, the music, and the moment?
Yeah, they can definitely still get that from me. Yeah, it's just the online thing, definitely working on that. So
no problem. And what's the blog site again, one more time?
It is www.wordpress.com, and the blog there is Music and Musings.
Great. All right. And so the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Oh, I'm going to tell you. First, God, of course.
Yeah.
Second is family, you know, my wife and my parents and my brothers, sisters, and in-laws, and all my extended family. And I would say the major thing as a musician is great music, you know.
Yeah.
And people ask me, like, what are your favorite artists and whatever the case is? But I have a hard time answering that, because if it's good music, if it's great music, it's probably on my iPod somewhere. So,
right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, listeners, you just finished hearing us chatting it up here. Thomas R. Lunsford, check him out. You can connect with him on Facebook as well, and you've got his blog site. And we're going to let you hear Church Groovin' right now. I know you're sitting there like, hurry up and play it. Okay, give me a second. I'm getting ready to play it now. Thank you so much, Thomas, for stopping by the show. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Charvette. I really appreciate it. I do.
All right, listeners, here we go. Church Groovin' by Thomas R. Lunsford and all the other people he mentioned. like that vibe. Did you like that? I know you did. I know you did. Thomas R. Lunsford on keys right there, on keys. Check it out. Again, connect with him online and all that good stuff. And that's from the new project that he produced, Standing on the Shoulders, Chapter 4 by Dr. Rex M. Ellis. So check that out there. Listen, we're going into our next segment. We're excited. Author Spotlight. We're talking. Going to be talking to Rhonda Bowen. She's hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm going to be bringing her online all the way from Toronto, Canada. And we're excited to have her stop through on her blog tour, on her book tour for her brand new book, Get You Good. Listen, I'm telling you, this book is juicy. Sydney Isaac has two priorities, her family and Decadent, the gourmet pastry business they founded almost three generations ago. But both are in jeopardy when her brother, Dean, announces his sudden marriage to the conniving Sheree. Mm-hmm. Sounds something like Basketball Wives or Love and Hip Hop, if you ask me. But we're going to the phone lines now, and we're excited to bring on air Rhonda Bowen. Rhonda, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you so much, Charvette.
Oh, wow. I'm excited to have you again from Toronto.
Yes, I'm glad to be here. Thanks so much for inviting me to your show. I was listening to your earlier segment, and I really love the diversity you have going on your show with the books and the music and the different things. So I'm really enjoying it so far.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we're glad to feature you right on in the mix. And so I want to tell our listeners and share a little bit about you with our listeners. So certainly Get You Good is not your first project. You have many things under your belt. Tell us a little bit about your previous literary works.
Well, Get You Good is my third project. I have two books that came out prior to this. Last year, my novel One Way or Another came out, and my first novel came out in 2011, and that was Man Enough for Me. And all the books I write are pretty much on the kind of urban Christian sphere of things. So there is, you know, that contemporary edge to things with, you know, your African-American characters and so on. And also you have some romance in the mix, because I think that's very important for every story. But also you have those real-life issues that women especially are dealing with as they, you know, mature through adulthood and settle into what they want their lives to be.
Okay, great. And that's a great genre, I think, to be in these days. And I think it's a genre that has grown. Would you agree?
Oh, yes, definitely. I remember when I always read, like, growing up. And when I, in my, say, early 20s, I kind of got introduced to this genre. And at that time, there weren't that many people writing in the genre. It was hard to find a lot of books coming out in that genre. But now there's so many books out there. There's so many different authors, and people have so many different takes on things. And it's so interesting. So it's really good to see this area of fiction just opening up, because it means that people have an appetite for it, which is great for people like me who happen to write in that area.
And you know what is awesome about books is that, you know, you always need new books. So it's ever, you know, there will always be a demand, because those that are readers, they always want to read something else. So
I think that is
awesome. So I've given a very high-level, quick snapshot of Get You Good. But in your words, what's the synopsis of this new release?
So Get You Good is really about a young woman by the name of Sydney, as you mentioned, and she is she's in her late 20s, but she's also the eldest sister in her family. And just right from the jump, you realize that her family is just a tiny bit dysfunctional. I mean, she has several sisters. Not all of them, you know, share the same parents. And there's a lot of drama going on between them. And then her father dies. And she and her father worked in this pastry business that was so important to their family. And so when he died, she thought that business would have come to her, but her father instead gives the business to her brother. And so obviously that brings in some tension because, you know, there's a bit of resentment about not getting the business, but then a bit of guilt because how can you really feel, you know, you don't want to resent your brother for something that your father did, right? And so there's all that tension going on there, which really sets the stage for everything that happens next. And while all of that is going on, of course, there's the romantic interest for Sydney, who happens to be somebody who was in her life, a man that was in her life growing up. He went away, you know, did his own thing, and he became very successful, and now he's back in her life again. So there's this opportunity for her to get involved with him, but that also has its own complications. So it's a lot of different things happening in the story.
And I always say, and my friends, my close friends, always, they know when I say this, they've heard this before. There are two things that bring out the worst in people. Two situations that bring out the worst in people.
Mm-hmm.
Funerals and weddings. I don't care how you cut it or slice it or dice it. The worst comes out in people when there's a funeral and when there's a wedding. So interesting. So we've talked a little bit about Sydney, that late 20s, the eldest. Dean, which is the brother, is he the only brother?
He is the only brother, which is challenging for him because he's not the oldest. In fact, he's the youngest, but he's the only boy in the family of several women. And so he has to learn how to be a man and stand up for himself in the face of these very strong women, because we all know black women, and black women always have an opinion, and they're very strong-minded, and if you're not careful, they'll run right over you. So that's where he is. And I guess he's at the point now, because he owns this business, and it does belong to him, that he needs to ensure that his sisters have his respect and allow him to make his own decisions when in this situation. But at the same time, he's very young. When we meet him, he's 21, he's fresh out of college, and he thinks he knows everything, but obviously there's a lot that he still has left to learn. And so you have those dynamics mixing in the story. And of course, there's a romantic interest on his side. There's a woman that he's involved with, and she is not everything she appears to be. And, you know, his sisters kind of pick up on this, but he's not hearing any of that. And so that just adds another layer to everything that's going on.
Wow. So a lot of themes are running through this book. So a blended family, almost, if you want to call it that, if there are children from different parents. You have grief management, really, if the father has passed. And you've got this regret, and you've got, what are other themes sprinkled throughout the movie? Listen to me, throughout the book.
That
hey,
sounds a little
if they
like
want to
a
make
movie.
A movie, we'll put that in the atmosphere. That's fine.
So obviously a big theme is loyalty, and right from the beginning, you know, Sydney is very family oriented, and it's very important for her that she take care of her family. And so, even though she's struggling with her resentment towards her brother for having that business that she really wants, at the same time, she's very protective of him, and she really wants the best for him. And so she's willing to do anything that she needs to do to make sure that he's okay. So when things break down between him and the woman who becomes his wife, she obviously takes the side of her brother. And this woman now, in a sense, becomes her enemy, and she needs to deal with certain things that have happened between her brother and this woman. And that's kind of where the title comes from, the idea of Get You Good, because she's trying to get back at this woman for something that she did related to Dean. But at the same time, she's not seeing how in doing that she might be going too far.
Ooh.
So loyalty is a big theme. You know, family is definitely a big theme in there, and kind of boundaries and self-evaluation. You know, how do you know when you're going too far? How do you know when, you know, you're a little bit out of control? Can you tell that you're a little bit out of control, you know?
Oh, wow. And so this is interesting to me because this is in a setting of a gourmet pastry business, which, you know, with pastry wars and cupcake battles and all, you know, like the pastry industry has like blown up, it seems, overnight, you know. And so that's, it's really neat that you decided to have a key focal point is Decadent, which is the name of the place. What's, describe that, when you envision that pastry shop, describe that atmosphere.
Well, when I thought of the pastry shop, I wanted it to be more than just a bakery. It really is kind of like a high-end gourmet pastry place where people come when they want cakes and they want pastries for special events. So throughout the novel, you see Sydney preparing, at the beginning of the novel, she's making a cake for a major event that's going on in Toronto. So it's like the opening of the basketball season, and she's been hired to create this amazing cake. And, you know, we've all seen these cake shows where you have cakes that are shaped like, you know, buildings and cakes that are like whole art creations. And so that's the kind of business that she's in. And she's very good at what she does, and she knows she's very good at what she does. And so that opens up the door for her to really make contacts with, you know, people at a celebrity level because she is so good at what she does.
Wow. Well, we don't want to give too much of this away because, listeners, we want you to purchase your copy. We want you to download it on your Kindle, on your Nook, on your tablet, all that good stuff. So, Rhonda, tell our listeners how they can get their hands on Get You Good.
So Get You Good comes out March 26th, which is next week Tuesday. Wow, it's here already. It comes out next week Tuesday. And you can definitely order it online for all your e-readers, whether you have a Kindle, a Nook, a Kobo reader. You can definitely get it from your various retailers, and you'll have it the same day. It will be in bookstores that day also. And you can pre-order it now. And I think for Amazon and some other book retailers, they'll send it to you so that you get it on the day that it comes out, which I think is pretty neat, right? So
that
you don't have to
neat.
Actually be at the store and wait, but you might be, you will get it hopefully in the mail on the day that it comes out. So it's pretty much everywhere, wherever books are sold, also on the major online retailers as well.
Fabulous. And so what has been the ride? I know you're on your book tour, and we're just starting that. Did you have any preliminary focus groups or any people that read the book just kind of give you some feedback and let you know what they thought?
Well, the book, I do go through, it goes through, you know, a whole editing process with different people. And through that process, a number of people outside of my publishing company also get to look at it. And I've really gotten positive feedback. Some of the people who have looked at it have been fellow authors themselves who write in that genre. So it's really good because they know their craft and they know what this field is about. So when they can read it and give positive feedback or constructive feedback, that really helps me as a writer. But so far, I've gotten some good positive feedback from it so far, and
wonderful.
I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited.
Oh, my goodness, that is exciting. It's like birthing a baby, I guess, right?
It really is because, you know, the whole process of writing the book takes such a long time, and I guess a lot of readers don't realize, and it's why, you know, you might have a favorite author and you think, why won't they put out more books? But it really does take a long time from when you come up with a concept, when you write, to doing all the different editings, and before it even gets to the bookshelf.
Yeah.
And so by the time it gets to the bookshelf, you've been with this book for like 6 months, 8 months, up to a year, and like you're just ready for other people to see it. But at the same time, you're nervous about other people seeing it because, you know, everybody might have different opinions on it. So, yeah, I guess it really is like having a child in some
ways. Wow. If you just tuned in, we say hello, welcome. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're talking to Rhonda Bowen, the author of Get You Good. It's going to be available next week. You can pre-order, check her out, Amazon. And all those different places, anywhere else online that they can connect with you?
Yes, definitely. I am all over the place online. I love Facebook, so you can find me at facebook.com/MissBrondy, M-S-B-R-O-N-D-Y, HRONDIE. And you can definitely connect with me there, leave your comments or questions or anything, and I'll be sure to get back to you. I also have a website, rhondabowen.com, and there you can find out more about my other two releases and see all the stops on my virtual book tour. And that also connects to my blog. I'm not a big blogger, but every now and then I do post something. So if you're interested in that, you can visit my blog also. It's learningtheropes.com. But everything is connected to my website, rhondabowen.com. So if you go there, you know that takes you everywhere else.
And I love you. You've done a really good job with your book covers. And I am a stickler about book covers, especially for those that are independent, self-published authors. So you have done a very good job on your book covers. So your previous work, Man Enough for Me, and then the other one, One Way or Another. So those are past works that listeners can get their hands on. So, again, if you go to rhondabowen.com, you can see all the great information there. Do you have any events or anything you want to shout out that's coming up?
Well, right now I'm mostly doing the virtual book tour, so I'm so glad to be able to chat with you this evening, Charlotte, and later on this week I'll be chatting with a few other persons on Blog Talk Radio. I'll be talking to Vanessa Richardson on her show, The Certain Ones, so you can look for me there. And I'll be stopping at a number of other blogs throughout the next 2 weeks, which is great because you guys can then see some of the reviews that other people have for the book. Because obviously I will tell you that it's awesome, but it will be good for you to get, you know, feedback from other people who've got a chance to read it before it got out. And, you know, you can see, you can get a little more inside info.
Well,
so you can definitely visit my website for all the links to that and for more information.
Great. And that's on the extra page there on her website.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a saying, it's a poor pig that won't praise his own pond, or a poor frog. I might have said it wrong, a poor frog that won't praise his own pond. So it's okay to be excited about your work and what you put out. And so the last question I have for you is, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what motivates you.
Well, definitely. For me, a big motivation is God. You know, I'm a Christian, and I grew up in a spiritual environment. And, you know, having that connection with Christ has always been important to me. I think that having that faith and belief that all the gifts and the opportunities I get are from Him is what helps me to keep going, because I know He's blessed me with this gift of writing, and so I know that He will open the doors for me to do the best that I can. So I just want, you know, your listeners to know that God has blessed them with certain gifts in their lives, and if they might know what those gifts are, or other people might point them out to you, but they just need to follow it and work towards those gifts, because if God has given it to you, then He will use you to do amazing things with it.
Oh, wow. I like that. He will use you to do amazing things with it. Love that. Well, thank you so much. I'll give you a big round of applause.
thank you
on your blog tour, making space for us, and we wish you much continued success with your new release.
Thank you so much, Charlotte, and thanks again for having me. It's a great show, and, you know, I'll definitely be tuning in the future also.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, listeners, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Don't you move. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.mitchell-productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Changes in the IRS tax code means this year will be more complicated than ever. However, Yvette Allen Tatum is registered with the IRS and has over 30 years of experience. Those folks in the mall doing taxes part-time are probably nice people, but you do not want them filing your taxes. Call Yvette Allen Tatum today to help you file your federal and state tax returns. Call now, 804-405-9743. That's 804-405-9743.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back again. OMG, what a great show today. We started the top of the first hour out talking to William Hall Chan. We call him Chan. You can check him out online, everywhere, CD Baby, Amazon, all those good places. Pick up his original, his first project, debut project, Dreaming After Dark, and then be on the lookout for the sophomore project that's coming out. And we got a sneak peek, an exclusive listen to the single The Way You Are featuring Tanya Pulliam. So we are excited about that. And then we moved into our second spotlight, chatting it up with a gentleman all the way from Canada as well, Jeffrey Carl, Harmony and Groove, very unique sound. Check him out at harmonyandgroove.com for your listening pleasure there. And then we went into our next spotlight, Jazz. Yes, 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 featuring Thomas Lunsford. You got to hear a church groovin' there, and that's off of the project Standing on the Shoulders, Chapter 4, by Dr. Rex M. Ellis. And then pick up his original, his first project for it that he did for his wedding. Wasn't that so sweet? The marriage, the music, and the moment. That was adorable. So pick that up and check him out. And then, of course, Rhonda Bowen. I'm telling you, that book, I'm like ready to download it on my tablet. Get You Good. She set that framework up. She set up that story so well. I know all of you readers want to go out and get it, so we think you should. Listen, we want to do an event spotlight, let you know about an event that's coming up. Hosted by Men in Worship. It's the Men in Worship Concert Series, and they present the first Friday of every month a concert at New Birth Fellowship Ministries. It's right off of Hull Street Road on Orcutt Lane in the capital city of Richmond, and it is an event that I highly recommend. If you are into worship music, you definitely want to be there. And on April 5th, which is a Friday, the first Friday in April, April 5th, they have some dynamic ladies, a whole cast of ladies, whole lineup of ladies for the April 5th concert. They're featuring Jewel Booker, who has been on the show before, a dynamic young lady, featuring Allison Lilly, who has been on the show before, wonderful, dynamic young lady, Cora Armstrong, she has toured and been on overseas. She's a powerful artist, really a powerful vocalist, I should say. LaShawn Gray Tyler, I personally know her, awesome praise and worship leader. And then they round up the bunch with Pastor Christina Blue, who I am telling you, she is off the chain. And if you were on one of the commercials earlier about Pork Chops and Grits, which is a new restaurant in the capital city, so big shout out to them. Let me do a pause, a station break there. Pork Chops and Grits downtown. She was the one singing on that commercial. So, but I'm telling you, she's off the chain. So if for nothing else, you definitely want to come and experience all of these ladies, the Men in Worship Concert Series. And this is going to be Friday, April 5th at 7 p.m. It's free. Oh, did I mention? It's free. It is absolutely free. Of course, you will have an opportunity to give a love gift, but it'll be at New Birth Fellowship, 5745 Orcutt Lane in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And then the same organization, the same group, a big shout out to Minister Roland Robinson and Minister Dante Tillman, who are the founders and organizers of Men in Worship. The May event is going to be off the chain. The May event is going to be the first Friday in May, and it's going to feature Pastors United, three pastors in the city who pastor and they sing. So you know that's going to be off the chain. Pastor Daryl Husband is featured. Pastor Jesse Stevenson, who just recently taped for the 700 Club. We should be seeing that episode, that segment pretty soon. And then rounding out the bunch, Pastor Larry Miles. So that Men in Worship Concert Series, May, the first Friday in May, you want to put it on your calendar. Every first Friday, just block off your calendar. That's the easy way to do it. Just block off your calendar. If you're in Richmond, come by, stop by. If you're in the surrounding counties, make your point, make your way there. 7 p.m., New Birth Fellowship Ministries, 5745 Orcutt Lane, Richmond, Virginia. Completely free. These guys have been doing this since the end of last year, and I got to tell you, people do not do things for free. Although it is not free for them to put on, they offer it free to the community, and so certainly support it. And it's very well put together, and everything is very well done. So we got to give some shout-outs to recent listeners that were checking us out. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. We'll just do a few. Redmond, Washington, hello. Wow, all the way over there. Woodbridge, Virginia, how you doing? Scarborough, Ontario, again, our friends in Canada, hello. Atlanta, Georgia, how you doing, y'all? I was born in Millersville, Georgia, just a little tidbit there. And Honey Boo Boo is renting a house in Millersville. Her first house that's on the TV show is like 20 minutes up the road. So me and Honey Boo Boo have something in common. Big shout out Cleveland, Ohio. Big shout out to Cleveland this week. They are hosting the College of Bishops, and so I'm excited. Both of my pastors are there in Cleveland this week. So, hey, we have some listeners from Cleveland. Oak Brook, Illinois, how you doing? Nashville, Tennessee, thank you for listening. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, thank you for listening. Mountain View, California, hello. Denver, Colorado, hello. And, of course, Richmond, Virginia, you hold us down. You keep us locked all the time. So those are just a few. Thank you so much for listening. Listen, follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. On Facebook, connect with me, facebook.com/Charvette. You can either add me as a friend or you can follow or subscribe, whatever that feature is. And then my main website is charvette.com. So if you go to charvette.com, you can listen to past shows. We're airing live, but all of our shows are available in the archive. You can download them. You can send the link to a friend. So today's show, you can send the link and say, hey, you really need to check out Will, and you really need to hear from Thomas, and you really need to check out what Jeffrey had to say and Rhonda had to say. No problem. You can share the link with them. You can go to charvette.com, or if you're on Blog Talk, you're already in the right place. You know what you're doing. Just share it. And we're excited for all those that listen in iTunes. We have a ton of listeners from iTunes that catch us later, and then also a ton of listeners that listen at work on Wednesday. So though, if you're listening on Wednesday, we say hello, we recognize you, and we know you're working. So that's going to be a wrap for today. I'm telling you what, next week's show, you don't want to miss it. We are honored to feature Shirley Murdoch. Shirley Murdoch, who is a gospel artist now, but previously an R&B artist. Shirley Murdoch is going to be on the show. She's going to be in a play in Portsmouth, Virginia, next week. And so we're glad we get to grab about 10 or 15 minutes with her and chat it up with her. And then also we'll be featuring a nonprofit from Richmond. And we'll be talking to the owner of Pork Chops and Grits, again, the new restaurant in the capital city, right down, the address is slipping, Clay Street, right across from the Richmond Convention Center, right there. So anyway, we're going to check you next week, and we thank you so much. And excited that you joined us today. We'll talk to you later. This has been awesome. Bye.
live from Richmond, Virginia. You've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.